Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Pet Psychic Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com, starring world-famous animal communicator Laura Stinchfield, the Pet Psychic.
Hey, everyone. I'm Laura Stinchfield, the Pet Psychic, and I can hear animals telepathically who are living now as well as those who have crossed over. I dedicate this show to teaching you and your animals how to understand each other better. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Log on to The Pet Psychic for all things animal communication. That's thepetpsychic.com. Call in at 917-889-2693. That's 917-889-2693. Chat room is open. I'm your producer and co-host, Aiku Suhara. And hello. We are ready for the show.
I know. It's going to be a good show today. I can feel it.
You can feel it. Oh, are you getting psychic feelings?
Yeah, I can feel all the animals trying to get me. They're all cool. Chattering in my head.
All right, then. Let's go straight to a call. We have Devorah with 10-year-old Bear, the Roddy. She has him scheduled to be put down tomorrow because he hasn't been well. So let's find out. Hi, Devorah. Tell us a little bit about Bear.
Well, Bear, I've had him since he was about 6 weeks old. He's 10 now. He'll be 11 in July. And for the past 2 weeks, he's just not been himself. He hasn't been well. He just seems like he's just lost, the life in his eyes. He's not interested in playing with me or, his toys or interacting with anyone. So, I scheduled to have him put down tomorrow because I don't want to see him suffer, but I just want to ask him, how he's feeling and also if he thinks this is the right decision.
Decision. Okay. Let's get Bear. Aw, I'm sorry you guys are going through this. This is like the worst time.
Thank you.
I know. Okay, Bear, did you hear what your mama said? What do you think? He says, I think it's time. My mom and I had a talk.
We did.
And he said that you said to stay with her in her heart.
Yeah.
And that's just where I'm going to be.
Okay.
He says that there's a spirit man that's been around who kind of has whitish hair or grayish-whitish hair.
Maybe my dad.
Oh, I'll bet it is your dad. He says that he'll said that he'll take care of him.
Oh, thank you.
He said that the man told him that he's a really good walker and so that they'll walk together.
Oh, that's good. That's excellent.
He says he wants to tell you something else.
Okay.
I'm really sorry to leave you. And I've just had such a great life.
He just made my life awesome.
He says that your happiness brings him great joy. He says that he's noticed in your eyes that you've been getting happier.
Yeah.
And he's been really blessed that he's been able to see that transformation in you.
Oh.
And he says all worry is starting to disappear.
Okay.
And that he's going to help smooth even more out when he gets to heaven.
Okay.
So one of the things that I like to tell the animals before they go is I like to tell them that to fly as high as they can go. And one of the things that I think are important for people to know that when you're helping your animal go is that it's important, one, to ask the vet, what the process is, because each vet does it different.
Mm-hmm.
But typically they give them a shot first that makes them fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they give them a shot that stops their heart. When they give them that shot that makes them fall asleep, they look like they're so out of it. Sometimes their tongue comes out, and they just look like they're so deep in sleep. The vets, mm-hmm. Some of the vets will tell you that your animal cannot hear you at that time. That is not true. Your animal can hear you. So what I like to do during that time is just tell them how much I love them and how proud I am for the things that they've done in their lifetime, or just be with them and pet them. You can say those things out loud, or you can say them in your mind, and he'll get them. Just tell him to fly as high as he can go. The other thing that's really neat about it is to sort of pay attention after he goes, like, kind of trust yourself sometimes. And I say mm-hmm. this to everybody, not just you and Bear, but sometimes the vet can take a long time to let you know that your animal has passed. And it can be mm-hmm. like a little bit weird feeling, because you almost feel like your animal is gone already, and then they're still checking the heart, or they're just silent, and that time seems to go by really slowly. Just kind of be with yourself, and don't worry too much about what the vet is doing. Sometimes the spirit goes way before the vet even notices that their body has passed. So just not to worry too much about what the vet is doing, and then pay attention when you leave, or even right when they're getting that last shot, about just the feelings that you have in your body. Sometimes the animals will fly through you, and they'll be like a soft sort of relaxing feeling that comes over you. Sometimes sometimes when you leave, you might feel them sort of running next to you, or you might, like, the atmosphere might look brighter, or you might hear the birds more. So just kind of pay attention to that. If you don't feel that, don't worry about it. Sometimes with your grief, you just can't feel it, or some people are just more sensitive than others. But oftentimes there is like a lighter feeling afterwards, and that's mm-hmm. them trying to tell you that they're connected to a greater energy.
Okay.
Devorah, well, our prayers go out to you and Bear, and we'll be thinking about you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's really helped me.
You're welcome. You be well.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, Bear. You fly high.
Fly high, Bear. Oh. You know what's weird? I think that when Ventura passed away, I don't remember the doctor injecting him with something that makes him fall asleep.
Yeah, sometimes they go straight to the injection that stops the heart. And they don't make them fall right asleep. Sometimes if they're really sick and they're like on the verge, or if they can't find a vein. But I they did that to Joey too, and I was like caught off guard a little bit that they didn't do the one that they put him to sleep. But I like them when they put them to sleep first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you feel like it happened really fast?
Yeah, it did.
Was it like too fast for you?
No. It was just like, it seemed like natural, like they injected him and then he was starting to, you know, he just like was already, like he kind of was sleeping, and then I don't know, like I don't remember if he was sleeping, but he was lying down and he was really calm, and then he just went.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Everyone does it differently. So I always say that the vet should explain it, but some vets don't. Because sometimes if you're used to having that 5 minutes before they give this other injection and then they don't do that, it can be surprising too. So it's always good to know. But that's
maybe
nice
they
one
did. So maybe they did give him an injection and I wasn't there. And then when they brought us in, maybe he had already had like a, you know, a relaxing thing happening. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they just gave him the last one because he was really ready to go, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Oh, it's such a tough time, though. It's really...
Oh, my gosh.
The weirdest
you make the
experience.
And you set the appointment, that, oh, my God, it's heart-wrenching.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. All right. We're going to go to our guest, which is Alina from Forever Fido Rescue. Let's
hi.
See if she's on. Alina, hi. Welcome to our
hi,
show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you. So happy to be here.
Okay, so first of all, tell us a little bit about your involvement with Forever Fido Rescue and what kind of rescue is Forever Fido Rescue.
Yeah, I am the founder, and we go to high-kill shelters around Los Angeles County, look at the cages and see which dogs are on their last days and who have been there the longest. We take them out. They're oftentimes sick, so we rehab them and vet them and put them in caring and loving foster homes. And then we get them adopted to their forever homes, and we also take dogs off the street in South LA, where there's a lot of dogs on the street. So we just do our best to find the, you know, homeless dogs their forever loving homes.
And do you take any kind of dog, like large, small? You don't have a breed, you're not breed specific?
No, we have no breed specifications, no size mm-hmm. specifications. Whoever, you know, whoever needs to go with us, we usually know. So we take whoever we can.
And how can, if people are interested in adopting or fostering, how can they do that? How can they contact you?
We can always have you email us, which is foreverfidorescue@gmail.com. You can also find us on our Facebook page. And every Saturday we have an adoption event on Beverly Drive near Fairfax. It's 8023 Beverly Boulevard, and we're there from 11 to 3 in front of a store called Animal Crackers.
Oh, cute. And do you have like a standalone place, or is it all through fostering and volunteering?
It's all through fostering and volunteering. We run solely on donation, and we believe in foster homes because it helps the animals adjust to home living, because many of them have been on the streets. And it just helps them get adopted quicker because our fosters are wonderful and they help train them and housebreak them. So just helps get them adopted quicker if they're in foster homes.
Mm, yeah. And tell us about who we're talking to today.
Today we are going to be talking to Jack, and he is a German Shepherd that is 6 years old that my rescue partner, who has another group called Eloise Rescue. We found him together. We were driving in South LA, and we saw a man beating him and kicking him just right in front of our eyes. It was very hard to watch. We pulled over and started honking and yelling at him and got him to stop, and we called the police, and the man was arrested, and the dog is with us now. So he's doing a lot better. We've had him in rehab where he did hydrotherapy and laser therapy and acupuncture for about 6 weeks. And he is a brand new boy now. So he's a lot happier and doing very well.
Oh, how neat. So what do you want to talk to Jack about today? What do you want to ask him?
We'd love to ask him what kind of home he would like and would be happiest in, as we are looking for his forever home now. And, we're not sure where he'd like to go exactly, so we'd love to have some idea.
Okay, let's get him. He's so handsome. Okay. Jack. He says he has to tell my savior something. When I saw them, there was a light around them. And I thought, what is that blinding light? And then I heard a voice that said, you be friendly. This is going to be a really good time for you. And then there was a part of me that just relaxed. Sort of felt comfortable. Before I would shiver around people, but I'm much better now. The way people touch me is really soft. And the way they give me eye contact is amazing. There's so much love around everybody I'm with. I would really like a soft-eyed person. It doesn't matter if they're young or old. I like people who know how to pet nice. He doesn't want a man that pets really hard. You know how some men when, or women do it too, when there's they see a big dog, they like pat them really hard on the side.
Yeah,
and
very
I
common.
I have to say, I sometimes do it with those big pitties and labs. You know, it's like hard not to, especially when they're really solid. But he's saying he doesn't want that done to him.
Okay, that's good to know. That helps.
He says he likes scratches around his ears. He says he also likes people who share plate food, which is people food. He says he doesn't need a lot of action,
mm-hmm.
but I like a daily walk.
Okay.
I don't need too many walks. So sometimes, Jack, you bark at other dogs. How come you bark at other dogs? He says sometimes he's leery of them.
Mm.
I just don't know what to do. And other times he feels their pain, and it makes me worried. So if he's been around other dogs that have been abused or have other dogs that have, like, a fear issue or something, it makes him uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And sometimes
yeah.
I like other dogs. And I want to hang out with them. He says he knew a little dog once he was friends with. Looks like a little, like, Bichon-type dog. Has he been good with other dogs?
Yeah, he does amazing with other dogs. It's just he barks when he sees dogs while you're walking him, like, across the street.
Ooh.
But if he's with a dog, he's great. If he's right next to them, he wants to just lay near them. And he's very friendly.
Yeah. So, Jack, when you're walking and you see another dog across the street, it's really important that you're quiet because you're a big dog and it scares people. Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to lick and yawn and blink your eyes and look away. It scares people. He says sometimes he doesn't know them, though. I know, but barking is not going to let you know them. He feels, like, insecure when he's in an environment that he doesn't know the whole situation, so he doesn't know what's going on with them. But if, like,
right.
somebody says that the other dog is okay, he feels better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
He says he's learning about different streets. He says he didn't get a lot of out time. So it seems like he didn't know lot of different areas that are different scenery. Like, he's showing me, like, different houses and different lawns. Like, he's not used to that, too. So he's getting a little bit overloaded.
Yeah, he lived in a tire shop for his entire life. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I want a home, though, he says.
Well, that's
I'd
good.
Love a home with love. Just tell them this. I really like it when their light shines. It's so interesting because what he says, like, about there was something sort of, like, divine, I think, that brought you to see him because there was, like, this light around you and your friend that sort of warmed him, like, almost like when he was getting beaten, he was, like, a little disconnected and, like, a mm-hmm. little bit, like out of it. And I don't want to say really aggressive, but there was something that told him to be nice to you, which makes me feel like maybe he could have snapped or he could have been. He just seems like he was in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't like that conscious, but was ever around you sort of brought consciousness to him. which is really nice, which it must happen to you and other animals too, which is really interesting, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially when dogs we don't know we come up to. You never know, and they always surrender to us. So that's very accurate.
They do. That's interesting, because I wonder where, like, it's like your organization is being protected. Because I've spoken to other rescuers, and they do amazing work, but I don't always hear that the dogs see, like, a light around them, you know?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's neat.
That feels good to know. We want to know that he's safe now, you know.
He says he knows it already.
Oh, good.
They love me so much. They always talk.
That warms our hearts.
Yeah. So, Lena, tell us about your fundraiser before you go. You have a fundraiser coming up.
We spent about $7,000 on him alone with all his rehab, and it was worth every penny. So we're just trying to replenish a little. And we have a really exciting fundraiser coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, at a store in Studio City, a dog store called Maxwell Dog. And 20% of everything purchased that day will go to our rescue groups, Forever Fido and Eloise Rescue. And we're going to have amazing food from Sprinkles Cupcakes, Art's Deli, Pizza Rev, Sweet Lady Jane, and more, and a raffle giveaway, and just lots of exciting things going on. So we'd love if you could join us.
That is awesome. I love that store. I used to live right near there, and they have like really cute collars and great beds, and they have a lot of cute stuff in there.
Yeah, really
that
cute stuff. It's
awesome.
Very boutique-y. And, and also the time is we're going to be there from 5 to 8. Just so everybody knows.
Awesome. Well, Alina, thank you so much. Forever Fido Rescue. And people can find you on your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Forever Fido Rescue. Thank you so much for calling in and being on our show. And thanks to Jack as well. Please keep us posted on where he goes and what's going on with you guys.
We absolutely will. Thank you so much, Laura. Incredible. We're just honored to be on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all that you do.
Again, that's Forever Fido Rescue. Find them at their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Forever Fido Rescue. They have a lot of photos. I'm looking at it right now with some of their animals that are up for adoption. There's a cute little Maltese on there. So cute. And also there's a flyer on there for the fundraiser. So you can check that out. Okay, let's get to our next caller. And we have Danae with Bonnie, the Doxy Mix. What is a Doxy? Oh, like a dachshund. Oh, okay. she's female between 10 months and 3 years old. And she's peeing in the house. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Let's find out what's going on then. If I can find Danae. Oh, here we go. Danae.
So
okay, tell us.
Hi.
Hi. So Bonnie is peeing. Is it like daily or once in a while? Or when does this happen?
Yeah. Well, let me give you some background. We haven't had her more than 3 weeks. We rescued her. And so, you know, you got to be patient with them when they get in a new environment. And so we just started started all over. We've been really praising her. But she has separation anxiety really bad. And so when I leave, she hyperventilates, I guess. She's just hyperventilating. And then she had an accident up in my bedroom, and she's got a doggy door. She's got a place to go out. And for some reason, she's afraid of the backyard or something. So I go out with her. I don't mind. But I know she's been trained, and she looks remorseful. When I show her what she's done, she looks so guilty and so sorry, and she's got these little eyes that are pleading with me, and you know, and I know she's got, she knows better, but
So it's only, she's only peeing in the house when you're not home, or does she do it when you're home too?
One time she did it when I was home. So
how many times has she done it now?
About three to four times that I know of.
Okay, and then she's been with you for about 3 weeks, you said?
Yes, we just rescued her.
And so she's pretty much, is she going to the bathroom up in your bedroom? Is that where she's ending up going to the bathroom?
In the hallway, she went in the hallway, in the office, and in our bedroom.
Okay, and where does she hang out mostly? Where is that?
Wherever I am, she's like my little shadow. But my son said when I'm gone that she's up in my bedroom, in her bed. She stays up there in her bed.
Okay. And so, one of the things about when they pee in the house and then you come home and you scold them, sometimes they understand, but mostly they don't necessarily understand that the act of peeing is what you're scolding for. A lot of times,
what about pooping?
What
about pooping? Same thing.
Yeah, pooping. Same thing. So what happens is the people come home, it's not just you, it's just the people come home, they see what happens, and then their body language changes. So they get stern, or they get upset, and their eyes get bigger, and their shoulders sort of bend over to the dog or bend over to the pee, and they're kind of scolding, and then they look at the dog, and then the dog looks sad or worried or nervous and guilty, but they don't necessarily equate it to the actual peeing or pooping. It's just to the people's body language and the pee and poop in the house. So so what we're going to tell her is that we really don't, we would like her to make sure that she learns to go out the doggy door, where sometimes your son is home, right, when she's going, that she could go to your son and ask him to go out, or she could go to you. You know, three or four times in 3 weeks with a rescue dog, I don't think that's a big deal, because
might have posted a picture just like within a couple minutes. He might have posted a picture because I got a hold of him on Facebook and he had forgotten to do that.
Great. I'll look for it on Pet Psychic Radio. So I lost my train of thought. So I would just say that, well, let's ask her. When you rescue a dog, you can expect these things. There's a lot that they need to process, and
they're in
a new home. They can have post-traumatic stress. They can fall asleep and wake up and then be confused where they are, and that stuff is all normal. So I would just sort of be a little lax on her right now, and because that's like once a week or whatever you think it is within the last 3 weeks is not that much. But let's ask her what's going on and ask her if she could please go outside. What's her name again?
Bonnie.
Okay, let's get her. She says she really likes her new home. She says she wants to tell you that she likes it when you, like, wiggle her butt or when you rub her back and wiggle her butt. She says she also likes little leg massages. So, Bonnie, honey, did you hear what your mom says? You have a home for life, right? Doesn't she have a home for life? Can I tell her that?
Forever home, yes.
Yeah, you have a forever home. This is your new home forever. And so one of the things that in order to stay in the home that your mom and your brother really want you to know is that you have to go out the doggy door whenever you have to pee or poop. That's really, really cool that you have a doggy door. A lot of animals don't have it. I don't like the way it hits my head. You know what? You're going to get used to it, though. You'll get used to it. You just kind of learn and practice on how you push it. And you'll learn about how to go in and out with it not really bothering you that much. Yeah, she said she scrapes her stomach sometimes, too. Well, when you get stronger, maybe you can kind of lift your stomach up so that you don't scrape. You can learn, but you got to go out there to pee and poop. Do you understand that mom's upset when you pee in her room and in the hallway and anywhere in the house? Sometimes I just have to go. And I just can't hold it anymore. I had been holding it, and I just couldn't hold it anymore. So you know what? When you start feeling like you have to go, you just go out the doggy door. Sometimes I get scared that I will get locked out there. You're not going to get locked out there. You're going to – I get confused. I'm like, where's the dog door again? And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I go inside. So she's just having, like, a hard time processing everything, and she's like, once she goes outside and she's in her yard and she's like, oh, my gosh, and then she looks at the house and she's like, where's the dog door? And it might be completely evident to you where the dog door is, but to her, it's like everything is so fresh and new and the sights are so new and her thoughts are so new that it's like that she's feeling like a little bit displaced.
Right. Well, I sense that. So I keep the door open, just the French door open, just so she'll know that it's open. But there was something about the backyard that she was afraid of, and or new noises. I thought maybe it was new noises or something.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, being dropped off in the middle of a field or something somewhere and then, like, looking around and going, like, where am I? That's sort of how she feels outside. I think it's just everything. It's not like she's really scared. It's just overwhelming.
Well, she's been passed around, Laura. Her owner died, and her owner's family put her in a kill shelter.
Oh,
and,
terrible.
Yeah. So the rescue, on her way home, found her, put her in Pilots for Paws, and brought her here to Southern Nevada. And we saw her at Bark in the Park, and she looked so sad, and my heart just went out to her. And
And
I think she's mourning. I think she's mourning her owner, and she's the sweetest little spirit ever.
I'm here, though.
She said what?
I totally feel relieved. She says she feels relieved.
Aww.
And she said she sees her person. And I
she
feel
said what?
Okay. She sees her person that's passed away, and she feels okay.
Really?
So she's going to really work on going outside, but I want you to give her a little bit of a break and kind of give her another couple of months to kind of get it.
Okay.
And you'll have to call us in and let us know how she does. But thanks so much rescuing her.
Yeah, thanks, Danae.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like it'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah, she's just overwhelmed with her new lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that much, actually, three or four times in 3 weeks. It's not like she's doing that three times a day.
I know. It's true. It's true. All right. Well, let's find out about Mariah, who passed away 2 years ago. There's a picture of her on Facebook, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see it?
I do. I'm not sure which one is her, but I do see the
picture. She says she's the right side of the picture. And then did she find her sister Shelby in heaven? So let's talk to Denise. Hi, Denise. So Mariah passed away and Shelby is also passed away. And you're wanting to know if they have met each other there. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Tell me, what does Shelby look like?
Shelby's twice the size of Mariah, just a big teddy bear. She looked like a bear, actually.
Oh,
and they were
litter mates. What color? Same color?
Same color.
Oh, neat. Okay, let's get Mariah.
I miss her.
She says, Mom, I've done a lot of things here in heaven. She said she went for a pickup truck ride.
Oh, my God, with my dad right before she passed.
Oh, how neat.
My dad and her connected before she passed away.
Oh, cool. I need to tell you something, Mom. I'm proud of you. You've been eating well. Have you been?
Yeah.
So cool. I love that she's been watching over you and she knows that you're eating well.
Silly girl.
Oh, my God. I've seen my sister. And we're younger again. And we're running around. And we're
normal
running in and out
trouble.
Of the street.
Is she does Mariah?
She says that her and her sister are doing, like, the split dance, which I think is the puppy bow, but their front legs are getting splayed out, like played out. What were you going to say?
Is she nice now? Because Mariah didn't play well with others. She was chow.
Oh, yeah. So she's telling you that she's play bowing, which is a really good sign. That she's playing. So, yeah, she is nice now. And one of the things that's really kind of neat about it is if you're thinking to yourself, like, I wonder if she's nice now, oftentimes they answer your question. So I may not hear your question, but they answer it. So she could be answering your question of are you nice now by saying, yeah, I'm play bowing. And play bowing is a really nice way to play. You know, it's when they stretch out their front end and their rear end is higher than their front, their back sort of arches. Kind of like a, not necessarily a submissive way, but it's not a dominant way to play. So by telling you that she's play bowing in heaven, she's telling you, yeah, I'm playing really nicely. So,
did she have a talk with Marat, with Toby before she passed?
Yeah, and we Toby. Still talk all the time, she says.
Wow. You've seen Toby at the grooming place.
Oh, that's right. I know that little Toby.
Toby and Suki.
Yes, that's right, that little Toby, of course. So she says that Toby saw her spirit detaching from her body, that Toby knew that. Aw, so sweet. Mom, don't worry about me.
I worry about her and her sister. We didn't have long to say goodbye to Shelby. She went in sick, and we had to let her go within hours.
Aw, well, she says that they're having a super amount of fun here.
Good.
So neat, Denise. Thanks for calling in with them.
Thank you. Mom, I love them both, and I miss them.
Mom, we love you, too. They're still watching over you. I love that photo you put of them. Gorgeous.
Thanks. I'll bring a picture of Toby and Shelby, Mariah and Shelby, next time we see you.
Oh, great, Denise. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Denise. So she was talking about, what, Aloha grooming?
Yeah, Aloha dog grooming, which I'm there once a month on a Wednesday from 3 to 6. It's $50 for 20 minutes, and Aloha Dog Grooming in Ventura starts booking appointments a week before. And so the next time I'll be there is actually May 7th, which is a Wednesday, from 3 to 6.
And what do? They call Aloha?
They call Aloha Dog Grooming,
mm-hmm.
And they can book a 20-minute session.
Okay, and is this information, this is available on thepetpsychic.com?
Yes, that information is available on thepetpsychic.com, and if you go to the daily blog page, it's up at the top.
Okay, great.
The contact number for them and all the address. So thepetpsychic.com.
Awesome. Okay, let's keep it going. We got Kimberly, who has an update on her kitties. Let's find out. I'm really bad at, might have a bad memory. Kimberly, remind us, who did we speak to and what was going on with your kitties?
Oh, hello. You talked to Sophie and Curtis and Leonard. It was a private consultation. Curtis had been really aggressive with Sophie for a long time, and he's been working on his calming signals, and I can see him doing it. He's getting so much better.
Oh, good. Good. So tell us a little bit more about that. Did you want to ask him, like, what do you want to ask him how he feels about it?
I would like to know it. I also like to know what they want for their birthdays. They all have birthdays in May, and they've been so good. I'll get them anything they want.
Oh, neat. Okay, so remind me what they all look like again.
Curtis is the black and white, the little tuxedo cat. And Leonard is gray, and Sophie is mostly white and has gray on her back.
Okay, so let's ask Curtis what he wants for his birthday and to tell him how proud we are that he's doing so good.
Okay.
He says he's been trying really hard. He says that he thinks that he ends up closing his eyes for a long time. So, like, he kind of feels like he's squinting. You mm-hmm. see him doing that? Like, almost
yes,
holding
I do.
Them shut? Good job, Curtis. What a good job. And so for all you out there that are not sure about what calming signals are, those are body language that animals use to calm themselves and communicate with each other, and sometimes they use them to communicate with us, too. They're blinking, licking, yawning, stretching, sitting down, lying down, coming to you at an arc, sniffing. Those are just a few. So Curtis is working on sort of blinking because he was staring a little bit too much. Right, Curtis? Good job. And Curtis, what would you like for your birthday? Do you know what you want for your birthday? He says he wants a carved meat.
Okay.
You know what he's talking about? Like turkey, maybe?
Yeah, he had turkey for Thanksgiving, and I think he never forgot it.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. Okay, so then let's ask what Leonard would like for his birthday. Leonard, honey, what do you want for your birthday? He says he wants a bed by the window that is opened. And right by the bed, he wants a hummingbird feeder.
Oh.
Are there hummingbirds where you are?
Yes, there are.
Oh, neat.
I can do that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Mom's going to do that for you, Leonard. Cool. Okay, and then sweet little Sophie, let's ask her. Sophie, honey, what do you want for your birthday? A cuddle toy? What's a cuddle toy? She says it's a toy that she can grab, bite, and put her head on. Kind of reminds me of maybe like a catnip pillow or like those catnip bananas or cigars. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Yeah. Does she play with things like that?
Oh, yeah. She loves anything with that better with feathers. She loves feathers. So I can do that.
Yeah,
they're getting it.
She says she wants the freshest catnip, though.
Okay.
He wants to bite into it. Oh, how neat. Oh, well, I'm so glad about the update. Thanks so much for calling in, and happy birthday to you all.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kimberly. They're going to get some great gifts.
I know. They were all posted on the Facebook page, too.
They are? Oh, let me see.
Yeah,
where
they
are they?
Posted. I posted
oh,
them
I
back
them.
Away, so I had to... You do?
I see them. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're underneath
they
the section of poster animal pictures here for today's show, which is a great idea. Thanks for doing that today. That's great.
Oh, they are. They're also posted on March 15th, and you can see all the things that they said during our session, or some of the things
mm-hmm.
they said during our session.
They are so cute. That's a great picture. All right, next caller we have, keep it going. We have got Valerie with, I think it's pronounced Tekka, the dog on Facebook. She passed away in January at the age of 13 and wanted to see how she's doing. So, it's Tekka, Valerie with Tekka. What kind of dog was Tekka?
Shepherd. German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
Yes.
Okay. Tika passed away in January from what?
Well, I don't really know what happened. It almost was like she had pneumonia and her lungs were filling up. And my neighbor is a emergency vet, and she came over and we tried antibiotics, but it was no. She started to improve, and then she just went right back downhill. So she came back and put her down right here in my living room.
Oh, that's so nice. She got to die at home.
Yeah, and you would talk to my other shepherd, Shader, and she had told you that Tika wouldn't suffer a lot and that she would go peacefully, and she did. So.
Isn't that neat how that
yeah.
your other dog do that? That's so amazing
yeah.
to me.
Yeah,
I always
it
say
is.
That I'm not psychic, that I can't predict the future, but I think some of the animals can.
Yeah. Well, Shada did.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to really tell Tika. I was just upset and hadn't slept, and you know, I just didn't really. I always tell my dogs what's going on all the time, and I didn't really get a chance to tell her. So I just wonder if she knew what was going on. And
to tell her that the vet was going to come and help her. You mean, and that
yeah.
she was going to go to help. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's ask her. Usually you would know if they, like, you could see it in their face, like confusion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Tika says. Tika,
okay.
Honey, Mom wants to know how you're doing, and did you know what was happening in January? Did you know what was happening the day you passed? First, tell my mom that I'm awesome. When I got here, I caught a gopher.
Oh, my God.
Did you, like, go gopher hunting?
I don't know.
Not me, the first thing that she does. What do you mean you caught a gopher? She said, when I got to heaven, I was running around, and I saw this gopher, and I just got him. But can you kill in heaven, Tika? Oh, no. You play. And then the gopher says, see, I can run away. Mom, I'm just trying to tell you that I'm really alert. And I can see really well. And I can go after whatever I want. I'm sharp. And I got to tell you, too, that there's a nice woman here that does tap dancing. And she takes really good care of me. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
It
wow.
could be like a grandma or something, because it looks to me like somebody like maybe like in the 30s to the 50s that might have been like teenage years to 20s. And maybe dance back then, because I see the person really young, but it looks like somewhere between the 20s and the 50s.
Yeah, it could be my grandmother. I don't know if she did. She tap danced, but she was a very active lady. So.
Oh, she was?
I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, you'll have to ask, was she actually like a tap dancer? Or like, I might have seen the feet, like she's trying to say she's young and really active again, and that's like a symbol for like movement. But
right.
to me, it looks like dance, like Shirley Temple dance almost, you know? Mom, I'm really happy. That day, I was a little scared, but I just kept feeling love. She said that you didn't tell her straight out, but you were had so much love and you were, like, calm with her that she got it. She understood exactly what was happening.
Yeah, good. Good.
And she said that she felt good that your friend was helping her.
Good.
Don't worry about money, Mom. And she said, and also she's sleeping on your bed. Was she allowed to sleep on the bed?
You know, she slept in my room because, you know, I have two other dogs, and it just worked out better for her to sleep in my room, but I had a bed on the floor. And she never tried to get on the bed, but sometimes when I wasn't looking, she would get up on the bed when I wasn't in it. But she would never get up there when I was in it. So
now she's up there while you're in it.
Funny.
That's great.
Oh, good.
Oh, Valerie, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad that she's well.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's just, you know, it's hard when you don't, you kind of know they're okay, but, you know, it's kind of nice to have that validation.
Yeah. When you kind of know, you got to really give that credence because that's your intuition telling you. And a lot of people doubt that. But you've got to make that bigger, you know, you got to really feel that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When Shada died, Tika kind of took on, like, some of her actions that she did after she crossed. And I was like, wow, is that, you know, it's like she'd never done that before. And then when Tika crossed, her daughter, I have her daughter here, and she's done a couple of things that Tika used to do. And it's like she's never ever done it in her life. And I'm just wondering if that's
like. I feel like that's the dog who's passed teaching the other dogs some of their qualities, just kind of like sharing themselves with them, and so then they do bring in those characteristics. Other people think that the dog is channeling their sister or their brother that has passed, but I feel more like it's not necessarily like a channeling, like that animal is taking on all of Tika, but I feel like your present dog is taking on the essence of Tika because Tika is teaching them that. Or saying, saying to them, do this so that mom remembers me and knows that I'm around.
Yeah.
So it's like they're communicating with one another that way. The communication between the two. You know,
right.
to help the dog that's still alive and also to help you.
Right, right. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Valerie.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Sure, be well.
So, do you know any psychic animals?
Yeah, you know, I mean, every now and then I do know these psychic animals. I told you that story about the tea table, right, that I thought was so awesome. Did I ever say that on air?
I don't even know. I don't know if you told me.
Okay, I'm going to tell it just because I love it so much. But there's, like, lots of animals that have, like, said things to me that, you know, then have come true. But this one horse said to me, he was at his stable, and he says to me, like, I want a tea table. Like, a tea table where people, and so his mom is, and I've never really heard of, like, a tea table. It's not something I use, you know, like a card table maybe, or like, I don't know, or like a breakfast table, but I never would have thought of like a tea table. And so she says to his mom, I want a tea table at the barn. And his mom is like, you know, or his person is like, what do you mean like a tea table? She doesn't know either. And he says, yeah, like if somebody wants to drink tea and hang out with the horses. And she was like, I don't really know what that means, but okay, you know. And I was like, well, maybe just like a table that you could like eat at, like and hang out at. So we didn't put too much thought into it, but we tried to figure it out a little bit. So then I get an email from the owner like a week or two later, and she says, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe it. We got a new boarder, and the new boarder brought her trailer and unloaded her horse and then was unloading a table. And that the owner of the stable said, what's that? And she says, a tea table in case anyone wants to drink tea with the horses.
That's amazing.
It's so amazing because somehow the horse knew, like another horse was, like knew that that was going to be coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so now there's a tea table at that barn.
That's so cool. I wonder if they could send us a picture. That would be kind of funny to see.
That would be neat. That
yeah,
would be
ask them if they can. We can take a picture or something. That would be great.
I will.
Is Storm King psychic or is he just wise?
I think he's psychic because he does say things. Oh, like that time where they had the tsunami in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
In Ventura, California, he would not get out of the car to go to the beach. I'm like, Stormy, come on, let's go to the beach. And like, what dog wouldn't want to go to the beach, right? She goes, Mom, mm-hmm. there's something wrong with the ocean today. We cannot go to the beach. We cannot go to the beach. There's something wrong with the ocean. And that night was the tsunami.
Wow.
And
so
then when
he
I asked
has
him,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. And when I asked him about that tsunami, and I said, Stormy, there was a tsunami at the beach, you know, and he says, I know. He says, angels and evil were fighting. The angels won, but they are crying.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Stormy is fast asleep. Stormy, honey, listen, I'm sorry to wake you, but it's getting time to Stormy words of wisdom. And we were talking about animals being psychic. And do you have any words of wisdom about animals being psychic? What do you think? He says, yeah, I do, actually. Okay, what do you think about it? He says, we're all psychic. If you trust your intuition and you get connected with the field of energy. He's like, if you're standing, and if you look one way is the past, one way is opportunities, and another way is the future. Kind of like standing on your own property. And then you can follow that to the future. That's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Stormy, do you see anything in my future?
Oh, good question. Stormy, honey, do you see anything in I's future? Of course I do.
Not like a specific thing.
Yeah. He says, you know her drumming? He says you're going to drum your way into a power band. Do you?
Whoa.
Do you like, but is your drumming, do you drum now in a band or are you just doing guitar?
No, I drum in a band.
Oh, yeah.
And I
which
just
band
had a
that?
drum lesson last night. Old
yeah,
Toy Trains.
What?
Old Toy Trains. I play drums in a band called Old Toy Trains.
Trains, yeah. And also I?
Yes.
Your liver is already almost regrown.
Wow.
And I got to tell you something, she says one day you're never going to be tired. You're going to be so connected. And also, one day you'll just drink juice. I need juice every day.
So how do we, like, get a set? Can we just get sessions with, like, you know, with Stormy?
I know, right? Except for my working hours is usually when Stormy sleeps, so it can be a little bit difficult. Because, like, now he's falling back asleep again.
Oh, well, thank you, Stormy. That's amazing. That's actually very useful to me, what he's saying. Like, that's everything that came up in my drum lesson yesterday.
No way. What do you mean?
Like I said, I was really tired, and then we talked about, like, how I'm always tired because I do a lot, and so it's amazing that he said one day I won't be tired. And then it tied in with the drums. It's a whole thing. That was amazing, Storm King. That's so cool.
That's so amazing. You know, sometimes when I get a little bit down, I look at Stormy, and I think to myself, God gave me the biggest blessing. He gave me Stormy. Like,
he gave the world a blessing.
How can I ever be down when I have Stormy?
That's true. That's very true. Well, thank God for Stormy. Tune in to the Pet Psychic Radio Show next week to talk to the animals. And until then, you can go to thepetpsychic.com for more tips on animal communication, private consultations with Laura and Storm King. Also, like us on facebook.com/petpsychicradio and follow us on Twitter at The Pet Psychic. And we'll see you all in a few weeks. I think we may not be here next
week. Yeah, no next week.
No next week. Okay, bye.
No next week. My lady talks to me.